WMFO Medford. That's it. That's the Music Savage Show. I hope you enjoyed it. I certainly did. Ending it with a set of our upcoming Hot Takes post. Those are the gems of the week. All the videos and songs will be up at 4 p.m. Boston time. Go check it out. It's a lot of great stuff, including Cutworms right there, Cash for Gold, terrific single from the New York-based musician Max Clark's project, Cutworms. The debut album is called Hollow Ground, and it's out May 4th on Jag Jaguar Records. He's on tour with King Tuff starting May 3rd, and the tour stops here Sunday, May 20th at Brighton Music Hall. That's going to be a great show. The Sidekicks doing Don't Feel Like Dancing off the Cleveland band's upcoming album Happiness Hours, out May 18th on Epitaph Records. Their tour kicks off May 18th in Chicago, and they're going to be here in Boston Thursday, May 24th at Great Scott. Tense up ahead of that with Backyards, great first single from the Portland, Oregon band's debut album Deer Keeps Pace, out May 4th on Bad Man Recording Company. Video for that is great. That song is great. Again, the Tents, and the track was called Backyards. And kicking off that set with Cary, Illinois, Runaway, wonderful new single from the Austin, Texas band's upcoming EP, Work in Progress, out May 25th. This is also the date of the EP release show at Cheer Up Charlie's in Austin, Texas. Thanks for listening, my friends. Tune in next Friday for another Music Savage show. Until then, be good to each other. Stay kind. Go out and see local music. Go out and support the local arts. Go to shows. Music makes everything better. Music makes everything better. And these guys agree. It's Dill Kid. It's Frank Y. That means it's time for The Loft. Stay tuned. That's always a good time. This is Ryan D. Music Savage Show signing off. Believe my phone, Medford. Until next week, kids.
Sugar's good. Frank Y on the loft here. Good morning. Welcome to 91.5 WMFO Tufts, Medford. That was, as always, Brother Jack McDuff with Moon Rappin'. Up next, we got Funky Mama Soul Beats coming at you here on the loft. We have a special guest in the studio today, Spencer.
How's it going out there, Tufts?
And Dylan is in the studio, as always. Bill Query Hour.
Back again. Ready for it.
Ready for the query. I think Spencer's going to also take part in that little thing there. So instead of Dill Kid and Frank Y, it is now Frank Y and the Funky Bunch up here in the loft. So we're going to hit you now with some Funky Mama Soul Beats. Beautiful day out there. Enjoy the tunes.
I had no- I'm your boy.
That was Big Boss Man with C Groove. Up next we have Swing Town with Super Soul. That was a great song. Curtis Mayfield, Move On Up. And before that, we had Super Soul with Swing Down. It's now time for the Del Query Hour. It is what everybody looks forward to every day of their life. All right, Dylan. Hello, sir.
Oh.
How's everyone doing on this fine morning?
I'm great.
Hope you're ready for some enlightening questions right here.
Yeah, I am. Are you? That's good, Spencer. He's good. Hand motions. Good stuff. All right. First question. What's the best type of cheese?
Quick response, I'd have to say cheddar. That's my go-to.
Cheddar guy.
Cheddar man.
Spencer. Cheese?
Cheese. If there are a few things, Frank.
A few things.
There are a few things in this world that I like more than goat cheese.
Wow.
If I ever make it big, I don't need a big house. I don't need a lot of fancy stuff. But I need...
Just need to stop.
Just some goat cheese.
A lot of goat cheese.
I feel that. Simple man.
Disgusting amount of goat cheese. Well, I can't speak for myself. I mean, I'm a no cheese guy myself.
Yeah, tough question for you.
But,
You're no cheese guy?
You know, I guess if you had to go with any cheese, toe cheese is probably... probably the best. Yeah, I'm dairy free. Anyways, what kind of cult would you like to start?
A fun one.
Yeah, cults have gone some bad ways.
So Dylan, what's your response to that question?
Type of cult would I want?
Since Spencer wanted a fun cult.
I'll go with a productive cult.
Productive?
It's a good
way now we're categorizing our cult.
Yeah, I'm not going to go into any specifics.
Oh, boy. This is... Yeah.
The details don't matter here.
Right. Okay, well, good first two questions. I think I want to go with a doozy for this last one. Oh, I think I've already done this. Oh, I like that question, though. Oh, goodness.
This is so pleasant.
I know. This water reminds me of being in the Tibetan Alps, meditating with the monks.
Really does.
It does. Okay. I really wanted to do this one question. Okay, you know what? Screw it. We're going back to that old episode you all remember. But since we have a new guest here, we're going to ask one of the most important questions in the world. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Oh. I want to hear your response before I tell mine.
All right, Spence.
I had a pretty solid foundation in my argument last time.
That was a solid argument.
Weeks
All right, Spence,
though.
What's good? The philosopher.
I say no.
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 Cool. Okay.
Because you shouldn't be able to push over a sandwich, and you can push over a hot dog.
Oh my God, that's so true. It's round, circular, folks, which means it can roll off the table and onto the ground. Sandwiches are known as sturdy meals, and they don't fall off the table unless if you.
What if you got a square bun?
I have had square buns before. Spencer,
brings up a tough question right there.
What is your response to that?
I think I'm just being too narrow-minded.
He's never opened up to the square buns before. So
I've never thought about that, and I appreciate you bringing that here today.
Yeah, so...
Different angle to the
Dylan,
situation.
Dylan, I have actually another question after this, but
sure.
Go F.
Oh, yeah, so I'm... Still believing in my original opinion that it is a sandwich. I can't get past the fact that it's surrounded in bread. That just does it for me.
That That is a good definition of a sandwich, I do feel. Well, since we're here, you know, we're on this topic, square buns or rounded buns?
Well, simply for the issue of having it roll off the table, gotta go with square buns.
Square buns. Spencer, would you be open to the idea of a square bun?
Yeah, but I feel like the circular buns fit
it more, is tradition.
Cleanly, more cleanly with your mouth.
It's very traditional.
It your is, mouth makes the shape that the square that the circular bun is.
It does.
Depends on the situation, I guess, then.
Mm.
So situational, or is it only natural? You know, it's always just very specific details we don't want to get into ever. So yeah, thank you for listening to the Dough Query Hour, featuring our special guest Spencer P. E E R R Y, the man. All right, thanks guys.
That was great.
No words from Spencer, the silent hero. All right. So, I think we're going to continue with some more funky stuff up in here. I'm thinking, there's so many good tunes out there, but I think that we're gonna have to go with this great tune by George Clinton. It's entitled "We Got the Funk," so it's a really good. Really good tune for this afternoon. Coming up here on the loft, Frank Y on the mic, George Clinton, We Got the Funk.
Off the mother sucker, tether off the sucker. A tether off, we're gonna tether off the mother sucker, tether off the sucker.
So apparently that song is not radio ready for today. Instead, we're going to go with a very classic tune, one of my favorites. This is a James Brown tune. Spencer wants me to play the other song again. But personally, you know, I'm all for those tunes, but I don't think that the government would be really happy with us here, since they're definitely listening in on our show out of our thousands of listeners out there, you know, you in China, you know, ni hao, and where's that, Japanese? Wow, I'm really close-minded. I need to know my languages. All right, I'm talking too much. James Brown, get on up here in the loft.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Go ahead.
I want to get into it, man, you know.
Go ahead.
Like a sex machine, man.
Yeah.
Moving, doing it, you know.
Yeah.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Get on up,
get up,
get on up,
stay on the scene,
get on up,
like a sex machine,
get on up,
get up,
get on up,
get up,
get on up,
stay on the scene,
get on up,
like a sex machine,
get on up,
get up,
get on up,
stay on the scene,
get on up,
like a sex machine,
get on up.
Wait a minute, shake your arm, then use your palm. Machine, you got to have the feeling. Sure, your bone, get it together. Right on, right on. Get up,
get on up.
Get up,
get on up.
Get up,
get on up.
Get on up,
get on up,
get up,
get on up.
machine. The way I like it is the way it is. I got my ticket, he's got his. Stay on the scene like a loving machine. Stay on the scene like a loving machine. Stay on the scene. I wanna count it off one more time. Yeah.
Go ahead.
You wanna hit it like it did on the top, fellas? Hit it like it did on the top. Hit it now. Get on up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get on up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a loving machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Taste.
Get on up.
A piano.
Big Boss Man with Everybody Boogaloo is now in your ears. of my favorite tunes is coming up here. This is Lafayette Afro Rock Band with Heihachi. This is one of the classic Loft tunes. So enjoy it. That was the Lafayette Afro Rock Band with Heihachi. Up next, we're going to have a great tune by Bill Withers. But before that, we want to leave you with a PSA as a thank you for listening to The Loft today. As always, we're glad to have the wonderful audience that we do. All the love and support. Thank you. So this is a special PSA courtesy of 91.5 WMFO Tufts Medford.
We have an interesting PSA this morning.
Hit it.
Today you ate Greek yogurt. You took the train. You planned a workout. You skipped it. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a devastating earthquake. You never know when the day before is